top of the ninth inning. Windy City 13 and Midwest nothing, and Isaac Hess is back out to the mound. He'll face the top of the order, Zach Pace, Sam DeLuca, and Miguel McGrath. Here comes the first pitch to Zach Pace. He takes it low, ball one. Well, you can't blame Isaac Hess for being a little amped up right now. Hess, thus far, 8 innings, he's allowed 1 hit and no runs. And he's in line for a victory that would make him the Windy City Thunderbolts franchise all-time winningest pitcher. Here comes a 1-0, and that's also low, counts 2 balls and no strikes. Zach Pace bats from the left side, steps out of the batter's box, now climbs back in. Points his bat out to the mound. Here comes the 2-0. He swings and misses, and the count's 2-1. Great curveball from Isaac Hess. He challenged him on a fastball count, and Pace was behind it. So 2 balls and a strike. Zach Pace in this ballgame, well, he has had troubles. A fly out to center field, a double play grounder. Not close to how good he was in the first go-round with Windy City. A 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses, and the count's evened up. 2-2 to Pace. Steps out of the batter's box. He has all the time in the world. Isaac Hess, meanwhile, on the mound. He's locked in. He wants to throw right here and right now. A 2-2 coming up to Pace. He swings and misses, strike 3. One away in the top of the ninth inning. Isaac Hess blows away Zach Pace with the fastball. And that brings up Sam DeLuca. 2 outs away from a complete game shutout for Hess. DeLuca in this game, well, he's grounded out a pair of times. 13-0 Windy City. The first offering, very high, ball one. He overthrew a fastball there. Hess steps off the mound, wipes away a bead of sweat from his brow. It's a hot, sticky night in Crestwood. Here comes the 1-0, a called strike one. There's that fastball ringing in at the knees across the inner half, evening the count 1-1 to Sam DeLuca, batting from the right side. DeLuca's the starting second baseman. 13-0 Windy City, one out and nobody on base. Here comes a 1-1 to Sam DeLuca. He swings and lifts it high into the air, a foul ball to the right side, and Billack will watch it leave play. Just exits out to the party patio. The count is now 1-2 to DeLuca. Could Hess have him set up for another strikeout tonight? Isaac Hess has thrown thus far 8 1/3 innings. Can he make it 8 2/3 right here? Here comes the 2-1. He pops it up in the infield. Gilberto Mejia wants it, and he makes the catch. There are 2 outs. 2 away in the top of the ninth, and Miguel McGrath is coming up. It just makes sense for McGrath to be the batter. By the way, back in the top of the seventh inning, speaking of McGrath, his bouncer that went off of the glove of Josh Horn, well, it's been changed to an error. He was originally given a base hit. It's now been called an error. So officially now, no hits allowed by Isaac Hess in this ballgame. 2 outs, top of the ninth, 1 out away from the no-hitter in a 13-0 Thunderbolts lead. The first pitch is coming up to Miguel McGrath. McGrath waits. Here it is. Very high, ball one. Well, that's the way that Hess has started things out to both Pace and DeLuca before in the top of the first inning. 1-0 the count. McGrath is a tall, lanky hitter, one of the best batsmen on this Midwest Sliders team. Waits on a 1-0. There's a called strike. The curveball at the knees, evening the count 1-1. The Windy City Thunderbolts are looking for their 6th consecutive win, but there's a little more on the line right now. Isaac Hess, no hits allowed through the first 8 2/3. Here comes a 1-1 to Miguel McGrath. There's a foul ball off to the right side, and the count's 1-2. He's one strike away. Miguel McGrath takes his time now. He calls for time, steps out of the batter's box. Isaac Hess on the mound. Well, he has all the time in the world. His team leads by 13 runs, and he knows that everyone is waiting on him. 1-2 the count to Miguel McGrath. The lanky left-hander has his sign, steps back, winds, kicks, and throws. There's a bounce at a third. Josh Horn has it. He throws to first, and the ball game is over. It's a no-hitter for Isaac Hess. Windy City wins 13-0. Hess allows a couple of walks here and there, but no base hits at all following the scoring change. Isaac Hess becomes the all-time winningest pitcher in Cook County and Windy City franchise history. He improves to 5-5 this season. Chris Rubio takes the loss. He drops to 0-6. A post-game show is coming up, and we expect to have Isaac Hess join us here in the front office. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You've been listening to Frontier League Baseball, and it's on sportsjuice.com.